It's Metal Shop here on The Rock. We have local band Ghost Ship Octavius back in studio. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Gotta awesome say, to be here. It's such a pleasure to have you guys back in. We got Adone and Matt. Van's over in New York.
That's right.
Living life.
He's with us in spirit.
Yes.
Right now.
He's That's sitting awesome. On your shoulder there.
He's listening. I
What's
know.
What's up, Van?
Yes.
Hi, Van.
Hey, we need to get him back over here, too, at some point.
Yeah, he'll be here next week, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tell him to come by.
Yeah,
we will.
Come by, give me a high five.
We will do that.
We will tell him.
The new Ghost Ship Octavius record's out now, man. Delirium.
That's right.
That's badass.
Hey, first of all, congratulations on a finished product.
Oh, thank you.
I know what kind of work it puts in to create an album. If you can estimate from day one to like the completed, we're finished. How long did you guys like put in on this one?
3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean, maybe four.
Well, I mean, we started writing immediately after the first record.
Yeah.
We don't stop writing really, so that's like when it started. But then the actual recording process took the better part of a year.
Yeah.
It did. And I think it was kind of good in some ways. We were really picky, so hopefully that translates to some good songs.
We spent a lot of time, like attention to detail on every single part.
Like,
you know,
kinda
the
crazy.
Guitar arrangements, the vocal arrangements, the you know the songwriting, the composition.
Yeah, you guys strike me as the kind of guys who put in a little more time than you might even need. You're like Ryan the Beard, our other guy here. Took him so many years to put his album together, but you want to make sure it sounds the way you want it to sound.
We're OCD and ADD and every other kind of
thing. ABCDFOCD.
Yeah.
Matt, you mentioned while we were off air that you actually put in some time working on the album overseas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, I live half of the year with my fiance in Sofia, Peshtera, Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Hey, and by the way, congratulations on your engagement.
Well, thank you.
That's really, really cool, man. I'm very happy for you guys.
Thank you. And so I got my mobile recording set up. You know, I got a MacBook and an interface and a guitar with me at all times. And so I actually had to record some of the bass guitar stuff over there.
So it's, you know, kind of blessed by Bulgaria, this album.
Yeah. It is.
That's imbued. Awesome.
It's like, you travel always with your guitar and recording setup?
Always.
It's like MasterCard, like don't leave home without it?
Have you had any troubles checking that in the airports ever?
Always.
Really?
Really? Yeah, so what's that like? Do they ever have to crack open your guitar? Do you have one of those TSA guitar safe cases?
Well, what I do, and I don't know if this is the way you're supposed to do it, but what I would recommend to people traveling with guitars, you just take it with you through security.
Like a carry-on.
Yeah, like a carry-on, even though it's very large and I have a backpack and more things than I should, probably. They never give me a hassle until usually when I'm getting into my seat. Sometimes they're like, excuse me, you know, there's no room for this here.
Excuse me.
And then I kind of throw a fit and talk about how precious it is and whatnot. And then it winds up in the coat closet.
So do you have any idea who I am?
Do you know who I am?
Like my friend once said, don't you know who I used to be?
No, man, we're looking forward to the future here, though. Hey, are you guys still... So tell me about how you guys recorded this. You're still working with Aaron Smith here in the
correct.
Northwest?
That's
correct. On this album particularly, yes?
Yeah, this one and the last one.
Okay,
yeah.
Of course.
Envisage Audio.
Yep.
Shout out.
That's his studio.
Yep.
Shout out
Get
to
that
Envisage Audio
in.
And Aaron Smith.
Yeah,
he's a good friend, man. We like him a lot, man. You guys have been putting out good work. I do want to, I'm not like, I've only been able to listen through this a couple of times since Matt sent me the link last week. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, and it seems a little different in ways that you guys, it's kind of cliche, but you kind of progressed a little bit as a band. Like you're taking a little bit more risks. You've got a few more slower songs, a little more groovy parts. Like, what was the attitude going into this versus the initial album? Because I feel like you're starting to, this is kind of selfish, come into your sound? Is that
hopefully when you're a band for, you know, the longer you progress as a band, the more you find your sound or the more you come into your sound, right? So I think like we've just been exploring our sound more and we're still finding it. I think we'll continue to find it and we'll continue to grow as a band. And
well, I think if I can add, we never stop writing, so I think there's just going to naturally, you know, things are going to happen and we're going to learn things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I study
life events and whatnot.
I study composition. I'm always on the internet looking up different ways to change keys and, you know, just to stay inspired.
Always a student.
Yeah, always a student.
That's
absolutely.
Awesome.
It keeps it fun. And then when I turned 40, I am. I got a young face. It's all right.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
True.
You're a handsome
But I realized that for some reason I could play guitar even faster.
I don't know how it happened.
Imagine that.
No, I don't know. I'm just joking.
So you actually finally sold your soul to the devil there.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did. But that's, I mean, really, that's what, we're always evolving. So hopefully people enjoy what's happening.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a great reaction. And it's been so good so far, at least for us on Metal Shop.
Hell yeah, man.
Go Ship Octavius, the band in the studio. Let's jump into the first song here and come back and talk to you guys a little bit. Again, Delirium is out now, correct? Yes.
That's correct.
And we're going to post up the link again here on the KISW Facebook.
So you can purchase it yourself, man.
And you should, man. These guys are great. They're local.
Before we go into the song, what's the link real quick
to
buy
overseas,
it?
I mean, New York.
Okay, well, first of all, I suppose CD Baby, they're the company we're working with for distribution.
Okay.
So they have it hosted there. You can find it. It's also on Amazon, Spotify. Should be on iTunes any day. They've had it for a week, and I don't know why it's not up yet.
Oh, we'll start cracking the whip on them.
If you're listening, Apple, come on.
Yeah, come on, Apple. Where you at?
No, I'm just kidding. But, it's everywhere. Rhapsody, Deezer, which I think is more of a European thing. But,
okay.
So you can find it out there.
But if you want the CD, though, right now, you have to go to ghostshipoctavius.com to place an order.
Perfect.
Yes.
Make it easy. So Saturnine, correct? That's how you pronounce
it? Yeah, we're going to start Saturnine. With Saturnine.
Anything you want to say about this one? Little lead-in, little tease before we rock this bitch?
Maybe explain what Saturnine... Most people won't know what Saturnine
is. What Saturnine
really
is? Well, I'm going to leave it as a mystery. When people wonder what Saturnine is, they can look up Saturnine.
Yeah, Google.
There you go.
Use your Google machine.
Yes.
Give them something to look forward to. All right, we're going to hit this Ghost Ship Octavius. Brand new stuff just came out the week before last, correct? Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's out now. Ghost Ship Octavius. This is off the record Delirium. Here's Saturnine. It's a brand new metal Northwest stuff here on a Metal Shop.
Make a wish.
It's Metal Shop. Ghost Ship Octavius Northwest metal band Delirium is out now. Their brand new album. You just heard the song Saturnine. Awesome stuff, guys. Congratulations on the release of the album. You can pick it up at ghostshipoctavius.com. Purchase the album. Maybe they'll kiss it and send it right on over to you.
Put a little lipstick mark on there.
We will. I promise.
So have you guys been getting lots of feedback from people? Because I know that, Matt, you were working overseas, and you got people all over the country paying attention to this.
Yeah.
Especially, like, some of the bigger metal musicians out there. Been seeing lots of good reviews. Like, have you guys been getting good feedback on this album so far?
Yes, actually. I'm shocked by some of it. It's really nice when you put so much work into something, and then you see it's resonating with people.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. Well, the first review that came out, the guy gave us 9.75 out of 10.
Damn!
So, hey,
there you go.
There it is.
I have to wonder though, as an artist, like, what is that other 0.25?
What could we have done differently?
What's going on there?
But I mean, that's the kind of thing. Like, not many people give out 10s out of 10s. You know, you
got
to be like the best band of all time to get a 10 out of 10. Not saying that you're not.
Yeah.
But it still gives you something to work toward.
Yeah, don't fixate on the 0.3. Fixate on the 9.7 that you got, man.
Hell yeah.
Because this record crushes it.
We were talking off the air that you guys are actually going to be playing a wedding. You guys had an official proposal during when you guys played a little bit of a preview party of the album. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, what happened there?
That is correct. Well, there's kind of a scene around Prog Power USA.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right? Totally.
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta, Georgia. Everyone that goes to Prog Power, like, more or less knows each other. It's like a community.
Yeah. Right? It's like a little family.
And, we've got two friends that were there and had early access to some of the songs this year while it was going
on.
Right.
You gave them the little underground tip there.
Yeah, there happened to be a proposal that happened, and
during your set.
Well, not during our set. We weren't playing.
It was like we
leaked the songs basically.
People were listening to it, and then right after one of the songs, there was a proposal.
Our friend was like, "Now's the time." You know,
yes. Now is
it
the time.
Just hit him right
Look
there.
Look what you did!
Right there.
Look what you did!
Yeah.
So you're gonna play the wedding?
Supposedly, yeah. So now it's like, we have to. We're kind of
committed.
I mean, it's only fitting. It's only appropriate.
Absolutely. So how do you approach a wedding as like a metal? Are you guys gonna be playing like Tears for Fears? Covers,
tuxedos, like, full tux stuff.
What are you guys doing for the wedding, man?
Full tux,
full makeup.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'm thinking.
You're bring in the snow machine.
Oh yeah,
definitely snow machine. We'll make it snow.
That's awesome.
What else do they have at weddings?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a bunch of metalheads. So
it's
going to
be a metalhead wedding.
It'll work out.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's a true party.
Yeah, why not?
And it's a celebration of life, man.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys get to provide the soundtrack to that. When's that going down?
Well, I don't know. We just kind of learned about this today.
Okay, we did. We learned about it earlier.
Yeah.
We're in the early stages.
It may or may not, yeah. So we'll see.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
That's
It'll
awesome.
Be cool.
Something that's coming a little bit closer, though. This week, you guys are filming a new video. What's the song that you guys are going to film the video
which
for?
Which one are you guys doing?
Ooh, should we reveal it?
Should we reveal it?
I mean,
Well, we can.
Come on.
We can. Right.
Okay, so we're thinking about two. But it's important to keep in mind that we really believe that we put a lot of attention to detail into every song on this record.
Of course.
And we want to do a music video. In Van's words, Van said this himself, and he said it in a text message over a live stream. So it's very legitimate. He said that we're going to do a music video for every single song on the record.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Like Weird Al. Just like Weird Al.
Yes, exactly.
The Weird Al of heavy metal.
I mean, Weird Al just got that star on the Hollywood Boardwalk.
Hey,
man.
You could be you guys. Yeah.
So that aside.
So it could be anything. That's an answer and a non-answer, and I love that.
We can.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm not going to try.
Edge of Time.
Edge of Time is one of them.
That's if you've been paying attention, then you'll know.
We're gonna do two in the next week. And then,
so you're knocking them out.
We may even have a third one on lineup.
Okay.
At Mob Studio, right?
At Mob Studios, that's where we're shooting.
And my fiance is going to be creating an animated kind of video, also. So
awesome!
So it's a family affair.
That's right.
That's really cool. Man.
So we got some stuff coming.
Yeah, yeah. Mob Studios is going to be the location for the video shoot. It's a really cool new spot. Well, it's been there for a while, but it's under new ownership, direction, whatever.
Super cool.
We went there today. It's gorgeous. Our good friend Zachariah Vallette, fantastic singer, piano player. Him and some of his friends, partners, whatever, they got it up and running. It's gorgeous. So all you Seattle musicians, whatever, keep your eyes
peeled. That's Mob
Studios down there in SoTo by the sports places.
That's good, man. And it's good to know that, too, because we're all about hooking up, you know, other people with the information
that they need for
their everyday life.
It blew me away, this place. Three levels with... you just got to see it. It's out of control.
All right, so as soon as you guys get that music video done, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try and get that baby right on up in now.
Wait, can you play a music video over radio?
Yes, we
can. Sure. Okay. Just visualize it.
You just got to take some hallucinogens, and then you can see it right through the radio waves.
Perfect.
That's what we're doing anyways. Adon and Matt, thank you guys so much for coming up. Shout out to Van.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything you guys want to say to the Northwest audience?
Yes, thank you guys. Thank you for everything.
Hey,
it's been a long time.
It's our honor, man.
You know, we've got a lot of support coming out of Seattle, so it's my hometown, so it feels good, and it's always good to be here and see everybody. I'm not here all the time, but when I am here, it's always a pleasure.
Well, we're glad you're here.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Just keep us on your radar when you're ready to play those live shows.
Always will.
Yeah, thank you so much. We love you guys, and we hope you enjoy the new record.
All right, let's get into it. This one's Turned to Ice.
Turned to Ice. First track on the record.
Okay, let's do it. The brand new record, Ghost Ship Octavius Delirium, is out now. Support local music, and better yet, support good local music.
Yes.
Yeah.
GhostShipOctavius.com. Buy the album.
Let's do it. All right, fellas.
All right.
Thanks again, guys. We'll see you again soon.
All right.